For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. The first Canadian composer to receive the Diplôme d'Honneur of the Canadian Conference of the Arts was really a Russian. Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramaté was born as Sophie Carmen Sonia de Friedman in Moscow in 1899. Her mother, a piano student of Anton and Nicholas Rubinstein, worked as governess in the Tolstoy household. As an infant, Sophie was placed with foster parents in England for 4 years before her mother took her to Paris and began to teach her the piano. By the age of 6, she was composing her first piano pieces, and by the time she was 11, her Étude de Concert was published. She studied both piano and violin at the Paris Conservatoire and started touring at age 11, playing both instruments in Paris, Geneva, and Berlin. She moved to Berlin when she was 15, and by the time she was 20, she was performing concertos on both violin and piano, as well as becoming increasingly drawn towards composition. She married the expressionist painter Walter Gramaté in 1920. The couple spent some years in Spain, where Pablo Casals became her mentor. In 1925, she went on a concert tour as duo pianist with Edwin Fischer. After the death of her husband in 1929, she toured the United States, performing to critical acclaim her compositions for piano and violin with Leopold Stokowski in Philadelphia and Frederick Stock in Chicago. She gave up her performing career in 1930 to devote herself to composition. In 1934, Gramaté married the art historian Ferdinand Eckhardt. She studied in Berlin for a while with Max Trapp, and then she moved to Vienna and stayed there until 1954, when she moved to Winnipeg. As a composer, Eckhardt-Gramaté was largely self-taught. She learned from the virtuoso music she performed on both the piano and the violin. She loved Bach and employed much counterpoint in her own writing. A romantic in spirit, her music incorporates many 20th century techniques. Her triple concerto for trumpet, clarinet, and bassoon that we're listening to won the coveted Austrian State Prize. She regarded the piece as a consolidation of several styles and techniques with which she experimented in the 1940s. She reached back to the Baroque here and used the concerto grosso form. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.